There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Welcome back, folks. We're getting a number of requests on the text line about Cox Communications. We have reached out to them. We have not had a response yet, so it's not due to a lack of effort that we have nothing to report as it relates to Cox. If anybody from Cox Communications hears this, give us a call, 504-260-1870, so we can get an update there. Joining us on the line is the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell. How you doing?
Doing well, Billy. I know that you've been reaching out to people across the state. What are you hearing?
Well, obviously, you know, I had moved to the North Shore. We fared very well over here, considered to the people in Lower Line Air, New Orleans, Jefferson, and, of course, along the coast. Minimal damage over on the North Shore. I didn't fly with the governor this morning because we've got several parks that have taken on water, and met the staff out there this morning. We don't have damage to any of the cabins. Some trees down and flood into the parks that we have to keep closed until that river goes down, but we didn't even lose power last night. So the North Shore, as that rain crossed the lake, it went from red on the map to orange and really broke up. So the North Shore didn't get the rainfall, I don't believe, that New Orleans and Jefferson got, that flooded much of that area.
Yeah, a number of the weather folks were predicting that that was going to happen. It seems to have, for the most part, there were some areas that got a lot of rain there on the North Shore, but not like the intensity that we had on the South Shore.
Yeah, and the rivers over here, which are very high, are expected, I believe, to crest later today as that rain north comes down. So several of the marinas and a lot of the homes along the river, there are a few homes on the riverside I saw this morning as we went out that have water. Because that river came up in, actually, is almost to Highway 90 on in Madisonville. There, it's pretty close to getting on the road.
Any surprises that you're hearing from folks? I know you've talked to quite a few people.
Yeah, you know that jog it took and came a little more east, and you know it was kind of funny as it was expected to really break up quickly when it came ashore, and it didn't. But then as it crossed north, it seemed to we didn't seem to get the winds or the rain expected north of the lake. And so, you know, it'd be nice to look at afterwards exactly what happened. But the minimal trees down and most of the areas that usually take a hit on this side of the lake really fared very well.
Yeah. I was listening to the governor's press conference earlier, some of the same information you're providing about that storm, making that jog to the east and closer to the population centers. Interestingly, and, you know, you served as a parish president for a number of years, a lot of the parishes having trouble with their sewer systems and surface water penetration into the system. They're overwhelmed as well. You don't typically hear that, but this storm seems to have presented a challenge here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was from flooding or water leaking into the system. I know when I was parish president, we would bring out generators to all the lift station areas immediately afterwards because we knew we were going to lose power. So we had generators on trailers that would roll out to those lift stations so you could flush the toilet and not have those problems. And we never seemed to have the problems that is happening in Jefferson and Plaquemines and those other parishes. And I'm not sure. I'm sure there'll be some investigation of what happened, whether it was leakage into the system or power being down. I'm not sure.
Well, I think it's going to end up being an all of the above. It's just, it was kind of surprising because we've gone through so many storms and we really didn't hear about that, right?
Yeah. You know, the rain that hit, unprecedented rain in Jefferson, I was shocked at how flooded it hit that area. And your heart breaks for those people that flooded once again, you know.
Absolutely. Entergy is making progress, and we will report some numbers out here shortly. Final thoughts?
Well, my heart's break for the people that went through this again, and this was a good battle test for a real major storm in light of, it's never good for anyone that has damage of flooding, but I think we got through this one without a lot of major damage. And that's a good thing for Louisiana.
Absolutely. Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. Stay safe.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.